Fighters, welcome to the Contractor Fight Podcast. And just like every other Tuesday, today we're going to dig into the topic of sales. We're going to talk all things communication, sales, money mindset, how your brain should approach the sales game, and some other cool actions for you to take consistently that will move the sales needle. Appreciate you guys being here. Give us a review. Share this episode with another contractor that you know could use it. And without further ado, let's talk about sales. So look at these three phases that you saw in that show today, Steve. You got the learning. So what do you tell the person who's going, yeah, I'm in my first third of my life, I'm learning, I'm grinding away. Maybe he's in his early 20s, mid 20s, late 20s, somewhere in there, still learning how to run a business and this and that, but the money box isn't checked. Like, how do you not make stupid decisions, get yourself in trouble, having some self-awareness that, like, yeah, in one sense going, yeah, I'm in the learning stage, but don't give yourself a hall pass to not make money, if that makes sense.
Correct. Yeah.
Just because you're in the learning stage doesn't mean you can't make money. So what do you tell that person who's kind of an in-betweener there, where it hasn't tipped yet?
When I was like, you know, sophomore in high school, I had just gotten second in probably my 100th major meet, you know, traveling around the country. And my coach came up and she said, Steve, you did a really good job. We're going to chalk that one up for experience. And I looked at her, and I've never cussed to her because I'm from the South to Richmond. And I said, fuck experience. I'm tired of experience. I want to win. And the very next year, I went as a junior and won this championship. And I'm like, that's what I'm talking about.
There you go.
Even when I started my, let's take the pond company, and nobody knew who the fuck I was, and I didn't even know what I was doing, but I could run to Home Depot and back, buy a little motor, make somebody's fountain work. I made 80 grand my first year. Now, I bet half the contractors listen to us ain't making 80 grand now, mm-hmm. You know? And I was just messing around, but I knew I wasn't going out. I'm not going out. This is not charity. I'm not running a hobby here. This is a job, and I'm going to make this a company, and a company's job is to make some money. And that was just me the first summer riding around solo. Didn't even have any help. Just me in a pickup truck driving around. So you should. In fact, that has been, I got to tell you, that's my secret sauce. It's funny. I was talking to one of my sons yesterday. I said, when you get in times of trouble, the secret sauce that I've always had is I've always had money. And money makes so much bad shit go away. I mean, think about all the arguments you've ever had in your whole life, period. Now, remove all the money arguments, and how many arguments are you left with?
Mm-hmm.
Not a hell of a lot, especially important ones.
So, or even how many stupid decisions you make because of money, right? Like you drop your price. You know, that's an example. Like I don't have enough money coming in, so I'm going to drop my price and hopefully get the job. Then it really sucks that you actually got the job and then shit goes wrong and now you're negative and then you have a big headache too. So it's like now you have two problems instead of one, and it all started with money.
And it didn't start, all the stupid decisions you made because of money isn't true. It's because of lack of money. That's why you made the stupid choice. When you have a lack of money, your back is up against a financial wall and you are not making intelligent decisions. And the reason is because your emotions are so high, you're in such fight or flight mode that your intelligence is low. Like Warren Buffett says, when your emotions are high, intelligence is low, and you start making stupid ass choices because now you're graspy, you're needy, you're desperate, you got to have it. And you know what? They on the other side can smell that. Mm-hmm. They know that. And a lot of times it's not that they accept your shitty price. It's that they don't even hire you because they can smell desperation and nobody wants to hire a loser, only winners. So when you come at it with confidence and you tell somebody, this is $30,000, and you just shut your trap and look at them, it is powerful what comes back your way. And, you know, I thought you were going to say, Steve, take a kid, he's just starting out, what do you teach him? what's the first thing you teach them? After our webinar we did yesterday, Tom, just to get in the mind of both the contractor trying to sell and the mind of the consumer trying to buy, the right. psychological mind, that was
huge.
I got off and I just felt so good. I think that was probably our heaviest, and most fertile webinar you and I have ever done. Because if you understand that shit, the real importance, and I'll just give them one example, and this is all your example, but I'm just going to give it. When you go buy a drill bit, you don't want the drill bit. You want the hole in the wall. Wait, no, you don't even want the hole in the wall. You want whatever you're going to do with the hole in the wall. Maybe hang a picture. Nope, you don't even want the picture. You want it because your kid drew that picture. Okay. Nope, it's not even that. It's just that your offspring, your legacy, put something in the universe and you want to hang it on the wall because you're so proud. Oh, pride. Pride, the drill bit. You go to the hardware store for a drill bit, but you really want pride up on the wall to show the world. That's what you really want. And if you can tap into that concept, and this is why Derek is, you're so amazing at selling these fantastically big jobs, because you don't talk about the jobs at all, man. You get right into what's really important. And they go, you know what? Derek's a guy for me.
I just had an idea. This is a total squirrel moment. Well, I'm just going to put this out there and we're just going to let it marinate. We won't talk about it again. We'll just see how it plays out. But you were talking about, this is why Derek is so good at sales and stuff. I was like, you know what? We got to do like a YouTube series challenge called Can Derek Sell It? And so we put Derek in a department store and he's got to sell somebody, you know, a big ass suit. We put Derek in an appliance store and he's got to make him walk out with like double the average ticket price. I think that would, because you know, or whatever company, I don't care, because Derek, we've talked about this, like the concepts are the same. Like once you learn the Shin Fu and how to communicate with people and all the stuff that we're talking about, connected with people, their reasons for buying, what they truly are after, it's pretty much like fish in a barrel. I mean, and I don't mean that in a negative way, like manipulative. I just mean like it's that easy. And I know you're talking about that in Nashville too. You're going to be talking a little bit about creating a sales culture and just kind of how you attract shit into your fucking life with the sales stuff just by shutting your mouth after you ask a question and understanding somebody. And so I don't know, man, just an idea. We'll let it hang out.
That would be fun if they have the money, because it's just like the drill bit. I mean, the drill bit is the emotion. Like if you just go to that, when Steve, you went to Pride, if you can just understand the emotion, if you can get there, it drives everything. Just, I mean, when emotions are high, challenge is low. So that's how you sell. It's if they have the money and you can understand the emotion that they want to feel, they'll hire you.
You know, Steve, it's funny you brought up the picture and the drill bit. Just the other day, one of the girls who's most of our kids are artistic, but this one in particular, she came home with this beautiful painting she made in school. She's a junior in high school and it's gorgeous. And the first thing the queen says was, "Oh, can I have that so I can hang it on the walls?" Like, it was just funny that you used that analogy just now. And the kid was like, "No, this is going in my room, you know, because I'm proud of it." So they were basically bickering back and forth. She's like, "Yeah, but we don't want to hide it in your room. Nobody could see it in your room. I want it up displayed because this is amazing." And it's that pride. Super proud of it. That's what, you know, she was after. Where I think the other thing, Derek, you were talking about really understanding what somebody wants. We paid in our laundry room a couple of weeks ago, we paid like $2,500 for a really thick, custom made, gorgeous butcher block countertop to go over the washer and dryer. Okay. If you can picture that, it's probably 8-9 feet long and whatever it is, because the queen was tired of going in the laundry room and feeling like it was a, you know, third world country sweatshop laundry room. Like, it's just funny, like the shit you spend the money on. And I'm telling this to everybody on the show because this is how your consumers think. They don't think like you. You're the average contractor. Most of you guys are the average contractor. You think, oh my God, I'd never pay that for that. You know, but people want what they want when you tap into it. And I'll just say it was one of our sales training members who did the job and sold it to us. Okay. So there you go. We'll leave that out there. Hey, fighters, listen, we surveyed our membership in the contractor fight, and 97% of the fighters in our groups said that they would love to see a combination of our Shinfu sales training and our 100K contractor program. And so heading into 2022, that's what we did. We have done away with the Shinfu Mastermind. We've done away with the 100K contractor program, and we have combined the best of both of those programs into one new program for 2022 and beyond called Battleground. This is a place where we help you grow your business through learning how to market and sell and lead and know your numbers, you know, your mindset. I could go on and on and on, guys. This is the most powerful program, the most impactful program. I'm super excited about it. I want to invite you to go to thecontractorfight.com/battleground and check out what we have going on there. Contractorfight.com/battleground and jump in, man. You get our Shinfu training, you get our foundations video program, you get marketing bootcamp, you get all the monthly calls and access to coaches. And guys, I could go on and on. Just go to the link, check out what you get there, and let's quit playing games. Let's grow your business in 2022. You guys rock. Let's do this.
And just to give everybody hope who's listening, like we always give Derek such accolades. I remember a few years back when Tom and I, remember you used to talk like, who's this Johnson guy? What are these videos he's putting out? What, you know, Derek, when you first came in our group, Derek wanted to be a motivational speaker. I remember that. And so you and I had some pretty tough candid conversations, like, don't record in your Jeep with those knobby tires because you can't hear what you're saying, for instance. But you, Derek, in every way, I'll just throw Derek right up on the pedestal. You came to us fucking broken, poor, didn't have a fucking clue.
Sure.
And now you got a massive bank account. You're probably the best salesperson I've ever known in my entire life. And you're fucking killing it in so many ways. And we've seen this evolving and evolving for 7 years now. And so I'm just telling you, if you're listening to us now, in a few short years, you could be the next Derek Johnson. Yep. You could have a massive bank account. You could be killing it in sales. You could be running a great business. You could be just doing just so better off. But Derek worked his ass off. He fucking showed up and he worked his ass off. He put, God, thousands and thousands of hours. You talk about 10,000 hours, you know, to be a master. That's, you probably put at least that in to become a master.
I would humbling, seriously. And I do appreciate that and respect that. But I just did what you guys told me to do. So it's not, I'm not special. I just do what you need to do.
Well, you're special because you implemented. Most people don't implement. I mean, that's this morning I was writing in my journal and stuff, and I'm just thinking about success. I'm putting some finishing touches on what we're doing in Nashville next week and all this other stuff. And I'm just like, as simple as it could be, it's like the key to success is those who are just fucking more disciplined. Like, think right and then do right. You know, that's really it to me. It's like, just fucking dial your head in and then do the shit you're supposed to do. And that's what you did, Derek. You were like, and you even implemented before I think you even believed too, which is kind of funny. Like, I think about the gross profit thing where I told you that, bet every job you get 50%. He comes back a month later. We're looking at his books, Steve, and I'm like, damn, you crushed it, man. You got like a 62% gross profit last month and all the jobs you do. He goes, well, that's what you told me to do. I said, no, I said 50. He says, oh, I thought you said 60.
Worked out.
So, well, good thing you didn't think I said 30. So there you go.
Yeah, I'd be like, dude, check this out. 30%, man. This is amazing. Just like you told me to do.
All right. So as we wrap this up, now let's flip to the other side. The last third of the giving. What would you like to share with anybody that's in that stage of their life right now who's listening?
I'll just tell a real story. I don't know, 10, 8 years ago, something I used to, before the CSA, all this stuff, Tom, I went around the country for the mothership manufacturer and put on these one-day boot camp workshops where I told everybody, and this is all the pawn world, I I gave them all my paperwork, all my forms, all my contracts, everything I do, how I do it, how much I told them everything about my business. So pond people from all over the world, whoever would pay $500 to show up for this thing, would learn how to kill it in life. And at the end of the year, I got 100 people to pay $500. So I got $50,000. And the mothership came and said, well, you know, we're going to mail your check for $50,000 for doing all this stuff out there. I said, no, let's just give it to your foundation that goes into third world countries. They drill wells, freshwater wells for countries that otherwise don't have any water. I said, let's just do that. And so they put out a note that that's where all this money went to. So I didn't really want the money. I tried to teach all this stuff for free, but no one was listening. So I charged them for this.
Yeah.
And I end up giving the $50,000 away, and I will make. And because of that, a lot of people joined what was subsequently our first year at the CSA, Tom.
Yes.
And a lot of people joined because of that, because they looked at me and went, huh, he's not just in it for the money because he just gave it all away. So he must really be in it to help me. So I joined that. And I will tell you now, as I'm sitting here, I will get well over 100 times that coming back to me.
Yeah,
50 grand I gave away for the right reasons.
Yep.
I'll get 100 times that back.
So let me tie into that, Steve. I'm going to say this just for fun. It's been there, done that, have the t-shirt, because I literally have the t-shirt from that boot camp, which is, it's hilarious. But that goes back to my implementation. I told Erin, you guys know the story. I tricked her to go to Cabo because she wouldn't have went if she knew she was going to go hang out with a bunch of contractors. But I literally said, and I didn't know what the boot camp was going to be. I said, I'm going to do exactly what Steve says to the letter because we're in the same business. And then I'm going to corner Tom Reber and I'm going to hire him as a business coach. And that's literally how this whole thing started. And from that day, 2015, after Cabo, I just started implementing and hired you, Tom. And we just went through the whole thing and just, I'm just doing the things. Here's the secret sauce. You do the thing you have to do when you don't want to do it.
Yeah.
That's it. That's the thing. If you can do that a couple times a week, I'm not saying you have to do it every day, just a couple of times a week, just a couple of hours a week, do the damn thing that you don't want to do because it's going towards your goal. That's when it'll change. I mean, that is truly, I can't tell you how often I go, God damn it, I don't want to fucking do this. And I just do it.
You know, I want to tell you something. I got my son, TJ, a Secret Santa. And I had his diploma that he graduated from college, and he was like his dad. He barely got out of college. And I've wanted to frame it ever since. So this year, for his gift, I bought him a kick-ass frame. And I'm crafting the words I want to write and a note to him to give him. And it was revolving around what you just said, Derek. But that's going to be exactly what I tell him. Because you did the thing that you didn't want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And that's right, because you'll have that college diploma hanging on your new company wall, like I did mine, and I never thought anything of it, except I was proud I actually got the freaking piece of pigskin. But I can't tell you how many people would come into my office and go, I graduated from Maryland. And I'm like, yes, sir, I'm a college graduate, which, trust me, I was not college material.
So, parting thoughts.
Do the thing you don't want to do.
Okay, Steve?
The difference between unsuccessful and successful people are successful people do the things that unsuccessful people don't.
Yeah. That's better.
And I would add, play the game with what I call patient urgency. Do the shit you got to do immediately, but be patient with yourself in the long run because the shit doesn't happen overnight. To me, it's about, you know, you just make the right decisions, the best decision each day, a little bit of incremental changes, trajectory is going in the right direction. That's what patient urgency means to me. So, no, I mean, it's like losing weight, right? Like, hey, if I eat right over time and I move my body and burn more calories than I consume, I know the scale is going to light up in my favor at some point. But I'm urgent about the shit I need to do today. So, all right, we'll go to iTunes. All you home slices that are out there listening to this, is it home slices or sleeces or what's the plural of slice? slices, I guess. Home slices.
Slices.
Steve's like, what does that mean? Anyway.
Because you would say, hand me two slices of bread.
That's true. All right. So it is home slices. All right. Well, there you go. See, look at that wisdom coming through. You just can't help but give. All right. Go give us a review, everybody. Have a great day. We'll do a recap of Nash Vegas when we get back and let you all know how all that went. And if you need anything, head to thecontractorfight.com. Derek alluded to Battleground, which is a new program that we have kicking off in 2022. Sorry. So if you want info on that, email help@thecontractorfight.com and we'll take care of you. Have a great day. Later.
Later.